Legislators returned from the Energy Council meetings in Washington, D.C. with questions about Alaska's role in the national energy picture. They discovered that they were high on the agenda with President Obama's support for the North Slope gas line, but they also learned details on alternatives to the plan that could put at risk the economic return for the state's AGIA project. Back at the Capitol, Governor Sarah Palin is pushing her administration's plan, and that is creating new tension between the camps. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
With about a year to go before the state-approved gas pipeline goes before users for commitments to use it, called an open season, a resolution in the legislature would ask the governor for an update on the status of the project. However, the Palin administration sees that request as a challenge to the license issued to TransCanada last year to develop the line. In a news conference, the governor said the line is closer to reality than it's ever been.
Don't believe that the resolution is necessary. AGIA is a contract. We expect the oil and gas industry in Alaska to abide by their agreements with Alaskans. We expect them to be as good as their word. They need to count on us also to be as good as our word. We should be held to no less a standard.
Fairbanks Republican Jay Ramirez, the sponsor of the resolution, says he doesn't want to rewrite the gas line statutes or revoke the contract with TransCanada. Instead, he just wants to know that the basis of the project is still valid.
If the state is investing $500 million into our owner state, I think we should hold ourselves to the same fiduciary standard that any Fortune 500 company would hold itself to, which is, what are we getting for our money? And we should review it at regular increments, and we should report back to a board, or in this case, to the legislative body, about whether we're getting a good value for our money.
During the press conference, the governor was flanked by her top advisors on the project, who proceeded to give an oral status report on it. Pipeline coordinator Mark Myers addressed concerns about the future of Alaska's gas when it gets to the U.S. market. He said there will be a need for it, despite predictions of large shale oil developments in the lower 48 and increasing imports of liquefied natural gas. He said Alaska's gas development is being pulled by worldwide demand for carbon-neutral fuels.
There is, I think, huge sensitivity in the nation that we have to find those supplies of energy, we have to be able to deliver those supplies of energy, and this is truly national-level infrastructure. So, with the federal loan guarantees and with the issues at stake and the profitability of the project, why wouldn't this be a priority for financing? Why wouldn't this be a good investment? And that's what we've heard from the investment community, and we don't think that's fundamentally changed.
Natural Resources Commissioner Tom Irwin said that TransCanada is using its state license, making the best of what time was available before winter shut down their field work. They're working with communities and native groups, and most importantly, he said they're joining with the administration in talks with potential users of the line, the large leaseholders and the smaller exploration companies. He says decisions will be made at the time of open season next year. The most economical one will get built. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.